This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Gospel music, heard here from the great Mahalia Jackson, is a beloved American art form. The roots of that music are not well documented. Early recordings were lost. Stories behind the songs weren't written down. Robert Darden is something of a gospel anthropologist, an assistant professor of English at Baylor University. He's been gathering artifacts and writing the history of gospel and spirituals. For Darden, it's a labor of love.
This music, perhaps it's because it has the beat. Perhaps it's because it's so steeped in the pain and the power of what's going on in these little, tiny little Brush Arbor churches of the 1860s. Perhaps it's because this is a music that is so totally dependent on getting caught up in the spirit that the individual becomes secondary, that when it's good, I'm not sure there's anything else like it on the planet.
You mentioned the Brush Arbor churches. What do you mean by that?
On the great plantations of the South, religion necessarily wasn't always forbidden, but it wasn't anything encouraged either. And so in the places where it wasn't encouraged, the slaves would go deep into the piney woods and either in the pines themselves or in little rude huts or little abandoned cabins, they would have church far away from the ears and eyes of the overseers.
Gospel is music with medicinal value. It can provide balm for a troubled soul. And I guess one real example of that is Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Oh, if Mahalia is the greatest artist, then this may be the greatest song. This comes out of a heartfelt pain of the composer, Thomas Dorsey, who has just lost his new wife and their baby in a matter of hours. And he goes into a piano in the nearby Weiss MCA. And sits down and plays around with a few chords and starts jotting these words down, trying to make sense of it all.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
And if you wanted to put a prototypical gospel lyric on a piece of paper that would touch people with or without the word music, this would do it, because this embodies what we're trying to do. I'm not promising things are going to be perfect. I'm just promising you that we're going to make it through and we're going to get over to the other side. That's all I can tell you.
We have a version sung by Marianne Williams.
Oh, my hero.
So tired. Master, I'm so weak.
Now, sort of on the other end of the scale, you know, songs that really are much more jubilant, I guess you would see in Jubilee groups or hear from Jubilee groups. Could you tell us a little bit about them? And I want to ask you about one in particular, the Golden Gate Quartet.
The Golden Gate Quartet rival the Mills Brothers and the Ink Spots for popularity in the 1940s. And they do some secular songs, but mostly what happens is they're gospel songs, like, say, Jonah, or any of the story songs from the Old Testament, touch a chord not just with their perfect harmonies, not just because they're the first ones to start adding a little rhythm to it. The bass guy starts doing the clank-a-lanka kind of backgrounds, which the Blue Jays and others make famous. But they add to the story a sense of cinematic power that a lot of gospel music had but was never exploited.
Now, I want you to do something for me here, because gospel is also a visual experience. And so I want to listen to a song from the Golden Gate Quartet and tell us if we happen to be in a church where they were performing, what we might see as they were singing the song.
You see four handsome black men standing in tails. They're tapping a hand on a thigh, or tapping a toe, and they're bobbing a little bit in and out close to the one microphone. And they're adding, with their eyes closed, these sound effects. You can hear the whistle. You can hear the churn of the wheels. And you can see four men smiling at the top of their game, knowing that they're both praising God and given a whole lot of pleasure to a whole bunch of people at the same time.
Over the decades, we've seen a lot of sort of intersection and cross-pollination between gospel music and rhythm and blues. Mm-hmm. You know, Ray Charles did this and people didn't like it. More recently, we've seen Kirk Franklin and the Family and some of the other groups mixing R&B and adding a sort of hip-hop flavor to the gospel.
Nobody does a better job than the African-American audience of trying to juggle the sacred and the profane. It's okay what you did on Saturday as long as you can do it with the same enthusiasm on Sunday morning.
I want to talk to you about one song in particular that you'd hear on Sunday morning, but that you also heard all week long on the R&B stations, a song by Donnie McClurk and a song called We Fall Down. This song really took hold in 2002. Why did this song in particular resonate so deeply in the African-American community especially?
Perhaps it follows the disasters of 2001, and perhaps we're being awfully tough on ourselves. We Fall Down was written by Kyle Matthews. Donnie McClurkin hears it at a Dove Awards ceremony. It haunts him. He records his landmark Live in London album. And in the spirit of the moment, he starts repeating this chorus. He can't remember the verse, but he just records the chorus over and over. Everybody starts singing along, and they sing this over and over again.
Say now, but we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For the
saints,
sinners.
Gospel is seen as a uniquely American form of music, but what's happening beyond our shores?
Gospel has found extraordinary footholds, particularly in, of all places, Germany and Holland, and secondarily in the UK, where gospel artists who can barely make it through playing the small venues and the medium-sized churches every year look forward to their tour abroad, and they are met by ecstatic audiences, and they sing along and treat them like the superstars I believe they deserve to be treated.
Robert Darden, it's been so much fun talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle. My pleasure.
Robert Darden is an assistant professor of English at Baylor University, and he's also the author of People Get Ready, A New History of Black Gospel Music. You can hear more songs at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.